You know, today we have many different forms of communication, many different ways in which that we can converse with each other. You know, whether it is through letters or texts or emails or phone calls or Facebook or Twitter or fax or whatever method of communication we have. We have so many ways of communication that people hundreds of years ago would have been jealous to have, that we can instantly communicate without being in the same room. And it seems like every day there's more and more of them. You know, every time you turn around, there's another social media network is being established and so on. But one thing I think we all kind of know is, no matter how great all these technologies are and all these communication procedures are that we have, it's nothing like being face-to-face with someone. And I think that's one thing a lot of us recognized with this era of social distancing and isolating and things closing down and stuff like that, that we missed being in each other's presence. That if we really want to know someone, we need to be in their presence. It's nothing Zoom cannot match, just being with someone and visiting with someone. So it helps us to understand the need for that personal connection, that someone is present to us. Now, are we aware of how God is present in our lives? Are we aware of how God is working in our lives and is present to us day to day, minute by minute, second by second, every heartbeat, every breath, how our Lord is with us? Do we recognize that? Now, St. Paul lists how God was present to the Israelite people. He says, there's the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. There's the patriarchs. All these different ways are ways that God was present to his people, the people that he had adopted as his own, that had given the promised land to. Now, of course, they were unaware, because it had not yet been revealed to them, what was the greatest presence. And of course, that presence is the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. God himself becoming present to us is far and away a greater presence than any of those other ways that the Israelites had. Well, of course, Elijah knew and understood God's presence, knew and understood when God was there with him. And I love this imagery of he's in the cave and he walks out and there's this driving wind. And of course, being from Montana, we know what a driving wind looks like. We've had to stand across it. We had to fight it. There's this fire, this great raging forest fire. There's this earthquake. And these great displays of force and power were not God, were not the Heavenly Father speaking to him. Instead, it was that quiet whisper. God whispering. And I think it's very appropriate, this reading is very appropriate for our day and age. Because let's be honest, you turn on the TV and there's a great driving wind being expounded. There's a lot of wind being expelled, especially when you watch the news channels. Not a lot's actually being said, but there's a lot of wind being driven. And, you know, we look at the violence and the fires and everything going on in some of the cities in our country. And in all of that, we say, God is not there. Where is he? He's in the quiet. He's in that quiet that we often don't allow ourselves to settle into. Because we have all this technology for communication. You know, I would argue that the greatest enabler of communication that we have today is the internet. It is the tool that people for thousands of years would have died to have available to them. St. Paul would have loved to be able to send his epistles by email instead of by the Roman mail system, which was revolutionary at its time. And yet, I would also argue that the internet is the greatest source of division and distraction that humanity has ever seen. I mean, it is incredible. We can send messages and talk to people thousands of miles away and talk live and message back and forth live. We can find anything we want with just a few taps on a keyboard and a click of a mouse. You can find anything and everything you could ever have wanted to learn. Just the website Wikipedia is a great resource for just basic understanding of a lot of things. But Wikipedia is also the greatest resource of distractions, because as you're reading an article about one thing, oh, I can link to this and read about this next article. And then I can link to this and read this next article. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Next thing you know, 2 or 3 hours has gone by, and you're reading an article completely separate from what you originally started looking for. Internet is terrible for that. All the streaming videos and audio and materials that are available to us can be such a distraction. It's all that noise and distraction, that busyness in our culture, that crowds out God, keeps us from hearing Him. And the best thing we can do is, if we want to hear that quiet voice of God in our lives, is to turn all that off. Push all that away. Turn off the TV, the radio, the media. Put it all away. And spend some time with our Lord. This is why coming to the church and spending time in silent prayer before the tabernacle is one of the best forms of prayer that we can do, because we are quieting ourselves, which sometimes is very hard to do, and just sitting with our Lord, putting our gaze on Him. And when we do that, when we put our focus on our Lord, great things can happen. Look at Peter. He sees our Lord coming, and he puts his focus on Him and say, if you call me out, I'll walk on the water with you. Jesus says, come. And he does. When Peter kept his focus on our Lord, he was able to walk on the water. Now, I had a friend at seminary who's now a priest in Wisconsin, and he was telling me about another seminarian from India going up to his home for Christmas, over Christmas break. And he told this Indian seminarian, now Indian priest, you know, at home we can walk on water 6 months out of the year, as we can do here as well. Of course, Peter wasn't doing this event in the middle of winter. And so, of course, you know, again, he keeps his focus on our Lord. He's walking on the water. The second he started looking around and he sees the storm and he sees the wind and he sees the waves, all of a sudden he loses focus on our Lord and he starts to sink. The same thing happens with us. When we keep our focus on our Lord, we will be drawn to Him. We will figuratively walk on the water of the world. The second we lose that focus, we start sinking into the troubles and the strifes and the struggles of the world. We become caught up in the things and the concerns of the world. And to pull out of that, we need to renew our focus on Him. That is why it is so important to take the time for silence before our Lord, to put our gaze on Him and not the world, to listen to His quiet whisper in our lives, not the noise and the cacophony of the world. We need to put our focus on Him. And as we come to recognize that presence, as we come to hear that voice, we will see His power in our lives. But we will also recognize our Lord as He comes to us, around us, in our daily lives. You know, again, look in the scriptures where he talks about when you feed the hungry or give drink to the thirsty and so on. All these things we are called to do. We will see that presence in our lives. So may we truly be aware of God's presence in our lives and come to know Him. Come to hear that quiet whisper in our lives.